Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 731. The topic is nutrition and the title is, What's the Next Step? Very often we've talked about kind of what are the important things that people need to focus on in nutrition. We've mentioned in podcast 41, kind of the original podcast, that we talked about the most important components. We talked about the importance of knowing your calories, balancing your macronutrients to make sure you have enough protein or the correct amount of protein. You want to then focus on meal timing and then macronutrient quality, meaning like, okay, are my carb sources, you know, white rice, or am I having like Pop-Tarts? Is it a sweet potato or ice cream? So the quality of the food does matter, but it's kind of like the fourth most important thing. I've talked to some people recently, and something that gets confused, and there's always going to be swings of what people catch in their ears and what they don't. But one of the things that came up twice in a conversation with two different people recently was the concept that they should be trying to do all of these at one time. So yes, like, you want to figure out your calories, that is most important, meaning that you need to give attention to that. If you're paying attention to other things, say switching from white rice to brown rice, that really doesn't mean much unless you know that it's a caloric adjustment. So the idea of these being in an order, it just means that you shouldn't pay attention more to one of the things down the list than to something up the list, but you should always be working on the list. So that's important. It's not that we would just pay attention to calories first and eat whatever stupid crap we want at whatever times we want, and then say, okay, well, now that I have my calories right, now let me try to figure out my protein. Then all of a sudden, now let me do this, you know? So we want to be working on everything a little bit at one time. It just more so means don't pay attention to these things until you first pay attention to those things. The calorie count, like how many calories you're having, is the thing you want to pay most attention to. If you have that correct, the other things can be kind of wishy-washy, a little bit correct, a little bit wrong here and there, and you'll still get good results. But if you're only paying attention to, say, meal timing, and you say, well, I'm going to eat, you know, right before my workout, I'm going to eat right after my workout, and the rest of the time I'm not going to eat that much. Okay, well, that's great, and you're going to feel probably better energy during your workouts. You're going to get a little better recovery, maybe even a little better results in terms of what you're training for. But if you don't know that's enough calories, you might accidentally be losing fat when you're trying to build muscle. If it's too many calories, you might be building muscle and gaining weight when you were actually wanting to lose weight by losing fat. So if we don't know our calories, the other components don't have the impact, the effect that we really want. So when we talk about the question of what's next, I typically have in this conversation with people, they'll say, well, I'm doing this, and this, and I'm either not getting the results I want, why not, and we talk about that, or they'll say, I'm doing this, and this, I'm kind of getting results, not really, what should I do next, or what can I do more? So that's what we wanted to do today, was discuss what's the next thing. I'm going to present information to you based on what is true, not based on what is easy. And you'll know what I mean here in a second. But some of the things that are best for us to do are very challenging to do. Doesn't mean we can't do them. It means that we don't want to give up what we have to give up to do them. The reason why I say this is, one of the things that I would recommend you do, other than cutting calories, macro balance, meal timing, and macronutrient quality, one of the other things we need to pay attention to is water intake. Now, these aren't necessarily in exact order, the next things I'm going to mention, but I did try to put them in an order of kind of importance, in the sense of, I think the things I'm going to name now are going to be, the first ones I name are most important, the other ones are less important, but the idea is we want to make sure we're drinking enough water. Water throughout the day, non-carbonated liquid, it helps us digest our food better. And it usually helps kind of have a better regulation of energy throughout the day, because you don't feel dehydrated, which then kind of slows the body processes down. And the body tries to down-regulate everything you're doing. It tries to slow you down because it's dehydrated and it can't perform optimally. So being dehydrated can make you feel tired, even if you're eating the right amount of calories at the right times. Even if you're having, you know, carbs before your workout, if you're dehydrated, it might not feel that great and you still won't have a great of energy. So it's important for us to pay attention to hydration. Typically, what I ask all of my clients to do is get to a gallon of non-carbonated fluid a day. Even if somebody's 110 pounds versus somebody who's 240, I still have them aim for the goal of a gallon a day. Universally, over the last 18 years of me being a personal, 16 years, gosh, I can't do math. Yes, 18 years, okay. I've been lifting weights for 20 years. I've been personal training for 18. So I've had people pay me money to tell them what to do for 18 years. And in 18 years, I've worked with well over 2,000 people. I say this all the time because I want it to sink in that what I'm telling you, you are not like so special that what I'm telling you isn't going to work. Hydration doesn't matter to me. You know, I drink 2 bottles of water a day and I feel fine. No, you feel normal. That's your normal. Your normal is feeling like shit. So if you drank enough water, you would actually feel better. You don't even recognize that there's a better to feel because you've gotten so used to feeling the way you feel now. People have gotten so used to living with what they're dealing with. Well, you know, I always get kind of tired during the middle of the day. Eat better. Get more calories at the beginning of the day. Drink some fluid. You'll find that you have much better energy throughout the afternoon. It isn't a universal thing that everyone has to do. The reason why it feels like it's universal is because overwhelmingly, most people eat like shit and they don't drink enough fluid. It isn't because everyone has to be that way. It's because everyone makes the same dumbass mistakes. So our goal is to not be a dumbass. That's a pretty good life goal. I try my best and I'm not always achieving that well. But my goal in life, one of my goals, is to not be a dumbass. And that's something we can do, is we can eat better, more calories at the beginning of the day. We can also pay attention to have better fluid throughout the day. And what do you know? We feel better. We have better energy. We're not so much of a jackass in the evening when we're tired, worn out, and strained and stressed. We have better patience for everybody around us. We are just a generally happier person to be around and a happier person internally in our internal voice. We feel better when we feel better. Imagine that. So if we were to eat better in the beginning of the day, we were to drink more fluid, we would feel better throughout the day, and that'll calm down a lot of stresses and struggles and worries. So if we look at basic weight loss, or if you're a strength athlete, or if you're an aesthetic athlete, you're wanting to build muscle while staying lean, or if you're going through rehab recovery programming, the paying attention to the nutritional stuff is equally important in all of those categories. Pay attention to your calories, your macronutrient balance, your meal timing, your macronutrient quality, the stuff we talk about in podcast 41. That's important for everyone. Water intake, making sure you get a minimum of 1 gallon of non-carbonated fluid a day, is important for everyone. Then, improving sleep quality. We actually have discussed this in a past podcast. Is I do understand there are difficulties at times to getting more sleep. But everyone can get better sleep. We have podcast number 376 that discusses how to improve sleep quality. Yes, I can preach to you and tell you to get 8 to 9 to 10 hours a day of sleep. Some people can do it more often than other people. Some people can do it consistently, relatively consistently. Some people cannot. I understand that. But my job isn't to tell you the baby version, the washed down version of what's best for you. Oh, well, just do the best you can. No, it's important that we know we're missing something. It's important that we always know the truth. We have to find what we can do our best in that truth. And if we recognize that we can't do any better than what we're doing, we have to accept that. If you hide away from it and say, well, I feel bad. I don't really want to know if I'm not doing it right. That's stupid. Be stronger than that. Toughen up a little bit. Now, that makes me sound like a jackass. But it's more important that we know the truth and where we are within the truth than for us to not ever know the truth. Because then, when we don't quite get the results that we see others get or what we think we should be getting, it's in those missed spaces of truth that we know is probably where the answer is. If we do not know the truth, if we hide from the truth, we'll think we're doing everything right, but somehow these other people have magic powers and they're getting everything that we wanted. When I've worked with people with aesthetic goals to get an aesthetic pro card, so pro card in like women's physique, pro card in men's classic physique, pro card in women's figure, we slept a lot. I had them sleep 7 to 8 hours a night, and usually they would try to get an extra 20 minutes to an hour sometime middle of the day. So we were sleeping between 8 to 10 hours a day. Sleep is extremely important when it comes to muscle repair and nervous system repair. Extremely important. Anybody who's ever dealt with anxiety will tell you that their anxiety is lessened when they get better sleep. Our nervous system is wired to require sleep to recover and repair. So getting more sleep is important. If you see someone who gets 8 to 10 hours of sleep and they're getting the physique goals that you wanted, but you're only sleeping 5 to 6 hours a night, that is why you are missing that component. You might be missing other components, sure. Maybe, you know, they have all day to train because they do this, this, and this, and I'm super busy, and I have these things, and woe is me, and look how tough my life is, and all the things I sacrifice, blah, 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 blah. So we all tell ourselves those stories, but it's important that we know the truth of what it should take to get what we want, and then we do our best among that. Now, I have to do this myself. I like to have muscle, so I want to have bigger muscles, and I want to be strong, but I also want to have good relationships. I want to have a great business. You can't always blend everything 100%. Would it be best for me to sleep 8 to 10 hours a day, wake up, have a meal, kind of relax, let that meal digest a little bit, go to the gym then, train for, 2 hours, go back home, eat a meal, take a nap to let that kind of food digest and get my best kind of optimal recovery, then wake up later in the evening, maybe do some stretch therapies, some movement preparation, movement restoration therapies, and then go back to bed and do it over again. That would be the best schedule for me to have my best physique, sure. But I'm not going to have a good business. I'm not going to have any business. I'm going to be out of business if I were to live that way. But likewise, if I only sleep 5 hours a night and I bust my ass trying to chase after my job, I'll have horrible health. I might have an increase of money, but I have a decrease in health. That extra money that I then got will go towards health crap. Going to the doctors, getting this medicine, doing that. It'll be chewed up by taking care of my health. So if I trade one thing for another thing, it doesn't really move me forward. Or my best goal is to kind of find a good balance among everything. There's never a continual perfect balance. There's ebbs and flows, but I can ebb and flow around a certain balance point rather than some other horrible balance point. So if I can do 90% of my job, I can do 90% adherence on my kind of training goals. I can do 90% adherence on my nutrition goals, 90% on my relationship goals. I'm going to have a pretty damn good life. That's pretty damn amazing. I don't know anybody that does 90% on everything. So I track daily habits all the time, and I do this with clients, like I said, over 2,000 people. I don't know a damn person that's 90% on everything. If you think you are, you're full of shit. And or what you feel as a standard is pretty damn low. So somebody might be like, well, I get out and I walk 10 minutes a day. Okay, congratulations, but if you're not doing resistance training, you're not really optimizing your physical health. So we might need to redefine what we think is optimal towards those goals if we think we're hitting 90% on everything. There are ways to continually improve. The second I think I'm doing well at business, I want to find the next step. I want to improve on that. The second I think I'm doing well in my physical health, I want to take the next step. I want to improve on that. The second I think I'm doing well in my relationships, my relationship health, I want to find out what the next step, how can I do better in that? So we want to look at that and say, okay, can I find a good balance among everything I'm doing in life? And in my individual goals, can I get good at the basics and then continue to grow from there? So like we said, getting your calories, your macronutrient balance, making sure you have enough protein, proper mealtime, macronutrient quality, those are the first things to do. Then you look at your water intake, establish a gallon of non-carbonated fluid a day, improve sleep quality, try to normalize the sleep average that you get. So if some nights you get 5, some nights you get 7, try to get 7 more consistently. If some nights you get 6, some nights you get 8, try to get 8 more consistently. Whatever is obtainable for you, but is normally your best, try to do your best more often. You can listen at podcast 376 to learn more about sleep quality. Then from there, we want to look at supplement support. So if your goal is weight loss, you might look at a fat burner at that point. Some type of supplement that can help you get more energy, get you kind of like a little boost in like metabolism effects. There's different variations of supplements out there that help. But that would be something we'd look at. But I wouldn't look at that before I got my water in place. I wouldn't look at that before I took care of my sleep. I wouldn't look at that before I got all my nutrition in place. So it's after those things. Then, if you're at basic weight loss, once you have the nutrition on point, water intake, sleep, and supplements, you want to then take a look at your activity level. If you currently don't exercise at all, adding any movement whatsoever will help your step, like help your progress. That's your next step. If I'm dieting only, I then want to add movement. That's my next step. If you're dieting and you have movement, but it's cardio-based movement, walking, jogging, running, your next step is to use resistance training. Resistance training gets you better benefits, better bang for your buck in terms of overall fat loss effects, in terms of movement in comparison to cardio. So that's your next step. If I'm dieting well and I feel like I'm moving well, I need to do resistance training, not just general cardiovascular movement. Then my next step is for it to become consistent, become a lifestyle. Can I do it for weeks, for months? I want to track my adherence, not my results only. I want to track my adherence as well. Make sure I'm adhering to my program, and then the results matter. If you're doing a program, quote unquote, doing a program, and you say, wow, I only lost 4 pounds in 4 weeks. This is kind of a shitty program. Well, if you're not following it 100% and you're just doing wishy-washy 60, 70% adherence, bullshit to the program being the problem, you're the problem. Anything followed at 60, 70% adherence is going to be shit. It's not going to get the best results because you didn't put in your best damn effort. You didn't even get the best of the program. Now, being a person who writes people's programs, I want to hammer this home. Because I have people tell me, like from every now and then, is like, oh, you know, I thought I would have got fast results, or I thought this would happen, I thought that would happen. Or, you know, geez whiz, I've been putting in this work and I only got this. Yeah, but you haven't been doing the whole damn thing. If you haven't been eating the right food at every meal, yeah, you were eating convenient, lazy-ass foods. But if you weren't eating the right food, of course you weren't going to get the right results. Because it wasn't the best of the program. Therefore, you're not going to get the best of the results. We know this in our training. If I'm lifting weights, but I lift weights while bullshitting with friends, just kind of throwing the things around, but I'm not really paying attention to my technique. I'm not really paying attention to soaking in the maximal challenge I can. If I'm just doing a set of 10 and stopping when I really could have done 12, 13, 14 reps, bullshit to that. Don't tell me the program isn't working. You're not working. If you want 100% from a program, you got to put 100% into the program. Come on now. So that's what we look for in basic weight loss. You want to make sure you have attention to your calories, your macronutrient balance, making sure you have enough protein, meal timing, and macronutrient quality. Get your water intake to 1 gallon a day, non-carbonated fluid. Improve your sleep quality. Try to be more consistent on the best ends of your sleep averages. Look at supplement support. See if you have good multivitamins. See if you have good, like, D3 is a great supplement for overall mood and hormone control. Then you want to add movement, and you want to do resistance training more than cardio. And you just want to kind of track your adherence and make sure you're doing the right things, so therefore you can get the right type of results that you wanted. What if you're a strength athlete, an aesthetic athlete, or you're doing rehab recovery work? It's the same list. Get your calories correct for your goals. Get your macronutrient balances correct for your goals. Get your meal timing correct for your workout times. Get your macronutrient quality correct for your goals, your food preferences. Get to 1 gallon of non-carbonated fluid a day. Improve your sleep quality to the best of your averages. Look at the right supplement support. So make sure you have the right supplements to process everything that you want to have done in your body. Then you want to look at your programming. You want to get more personalized programming. Work smarter, not harder. Don't work out more, work out better. Always analyze the quality of what you're doing before you consider adding to the quantity. Always quality over quantity. Okay. I've yapped quite a bit, but I do think this is a helpful topic. So I just want to go through three kind of quick examples I wrote of people who I've talked to over the years and just kind of a good, like, kind of general example. And one would be, like, for a person who's doing basic weight loss. They had cleaned up eating what they were usually eating before. They now were paying attention to calories. They were paying attention to protein intake. The meal timing was kind of wishy-washy. Sometimes they got the meal timing better, where they timed more of their calories around their workouts. Sometimes they didn't. They timed more of their calories during the beginning of the day rather than the end of the day. Sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. Water intake was, for the most part, pretty good, but they'd slip up 1 or 2 days a week. And the improved sleep quality, they said they were doing the best they could do. They were hitting the main concepts for the most part. So what's their next step? Their next step is to continue to refine the main concepts. Try to better your best. Don't just move on to the next thing I'm going to say after this and leave all those main concepts the same. Try to continue to get better at those. But they then added cardio. This person had a lot of joint issues, arthritic type issues, so cardio was the first thing I could kind of get them to do and have them be like okay with it. So they at least got moving in that way. They saw a little boost of results, but not much. And then we finally got into actually doing body weight resistance style things that didn't hurt their joints and didn't stress them out, and they started seeing even faster results. So what their next step was, if they were eating okay, was to try to eat better. If they weren't doing any movement, add movement. Once you added movement, change it to resistance training as you can. Then they track their adherence and continue to refine to their best adherence of each concept. Makes sense, right? Another client was strength client. They were doing an awesome program. The program was actually really good, and so good for them. Their program was really good. They were eager enough to maintain their weight, but they weren't, when we talked more, they weren't doing meal timing. They weren't eating their calories specific to when they were working out. They were actually under eating after the workout because they worked out late at night. This actually led to under recovery and under adaptation. They weren't getting the best from their training. Their training was actually pretty damn good. They wrote it themselves. Very good programming. But they weren't eating correctly to fuel the program. So they thought they were kind of stuck at a plateau. They thought they needed my help for programming. I told them, they're a personal trainer, I told them, I said, dude, you know what you're doing. You're doing great. Awesome program. However, you're screwing up your food. So we changed their food. All of a sudden, they felt a little leaner. They felt more energy during their workouts. They had better recovery. Their joints and elbows and stuff weren't hurting. And they started kind of rolling into better numbers. Now, this is a relatively recent client, so we have yet to see exactly how their numbers are going to go up. But they got a couple extra reps on things here or there, a couple extra pounds on things here or there. They feel better overall. They look better overall. And they're actually just in a better overall mood throughout their day as well. So it made a big difference. They had great programming. Programming wasn't the problem. They were eating the right amount of calories. That wasn't the problem. They just weren't doing meal timing correct. So that was their next step, address meal timing. We have an aesthetic client. They were doing a basic program, kind of, they were in the gym moving around things and they kind of knew what they were doing, but nothing was super intense. It was just kind of a couple straight sets of 10 to 12 reps here or there. You know, you stop when it feels kind of a burn, a start of a breakdown, but there was no extra challenge to the workout, no intensity techniques like drop sets, rest pause, things like that. They were eating to move their weight around. When they wanted to quote unquote bulk, they could eat in a way to get their weight to go up. When they wanted to cut, to get lean, they could eat in a way to get their weight to go down. The problem was, is they were doing it too extreme and not with best quality. So when they started eating more like a jackass. More candies, more sugars. You know, they swap out chicken and rice for a burger from some restaurant rather than actually eating something healthy. So their food quality went to shit when they tried to go up. When they tried to cut, they actually cut their calories down. They improved their quality, and they started eating actually so little that anything they gained, they immediately started losing. So they had two extreme of efforts in their nutritional changes when they were trying to get their weight to go up and the weight to go down. One of the best ways I was showing them was eat what you would normally eat more or less. If you normally have chicken and rice, but pour a little avocado oil over it. You know, like things like that. If you have 3 ounces of cashews, just have 4 ounces of cashews. Eat the good food, but eat a little more or a little less. That'll help them move their weight around, but it won't be so extreme that it'll be a poor quality of weight gain or a poor quality of weight loss. So those are a couple examples of what we looked at. If you would like to get a breakdown of what you're doing, currently I think it would be fun to do a Zoom consultation, but record it for the podcast, to where you could hear the other person tell me what they're going through. You could hear my advice back to them, and it would just be kind of a neat way for people to learn what we look at and what we analyze. I would like to do that. I think it would be fun. I think it would be helpful. So if you're interested in that, shoot us an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com, and tell me a little bit about what you're struggling with. I want to select somebody, maybe like every once a week or something like that. I'm trying to figure out how to schedule it. I don't know yet. But it's about the time I do these podcasts, is we would just do a Zoom call. I'd look at your face, you'd look at my face, we'd talk things out, we would just record it so that way everybody else could hear as well. So if anybody's interested in that, I think about 20 minutes or so, kind of free, basically for you, Zoom consultation, we'll talk about it. It can be training, it can be nutrition, it can be lifestyle management, whatever the hell you want, anything that's holding you back in your nutrition and training, like your physical health, anything at all. Let me know. Shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. Tell me you'd be interested. And I'm going to try to select somebody about once a week. Try to do these Zoom calls if it works out time-wise with other people's schedules. And we'll see if that would be a cool podcast variation. I'd love to get into doing that because the whole point of this podcast is to help people. So if I know I can make that podcast to help them, it just makes me feel good. So I know at least one person's going to help from it. So if you're interested in that, shoot us an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. I want to offer that to the listeners before I would put that on social media, because if you normally listen to this podcast, I sincerely appreciate your support and I want you to get the most from it. So I want to offer it to you all first. Cool. Okay, hopefully today's podcast was helpful. We talked about good concepts that we want to pay attention to and kind of just balancing all these concepts. If we're fading out in one area or we're kind of low in area, that's your next step. Bring that area up. Okay, if you need anything else, just always email us. Hopefully this stuff helps. If you do like the podcast, if you think it's helpful, please share it. I know I say that every podcast, but I do honestly mean it, is the more people we can share this with, the more we can get the listenership to grow, the more we can help people with good quality information. So I really do genuinely appreciate it when people share the podcast. Thank you. And if you like this type of information, you can always find more from us on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.